like to discuss a lot in the Torah, one of the Tayag mitzvahs in the Torah. And it's a process that, you know, we usually read through quickly, and we don't stop to understand the parameters of the pasuk and the possible applications, even bizman hazeh. At the first glance, we say, ah, what does this pasuk have to do with me? You know, we don't have this mezbeach, who's planting asherah, etc. So let's first understand the pasuk and the halachas regarding the pasuk in a clear manner, and then we'll see how it very well relates to, perhaps relates to a shul as well. So this pasuk pshat, what does it mean? Lo sita lecha asherah kol eitz. So let's look in Rashi. Lo sita lecha asherah kol eitz eitzim esbach shem okecha zhara v'anate ilon u'lebone bayis v'har habayis. So, you see, what do we normally, asherah, what does that normally mean to us? Asherah normally means a tree that's an avodah zarah tree, that you worship the tree. That's how we normally are brought up, right? Asherah is a tree that you worship. So here, the way Rashi is explaining, it has nothing to do with worshiping the tree. There's an issa to plant an elon. It doesn't say that you're going to worship the elon. Any tree, there's an issa to plant a tree on Har HaBayis. You can't plant trees on Har HaBayis. But Rashi says something more than that. Ulebone bayis b'Har HaBayis. You can't build a bayis on Har HaBayis. Except the Beis HaMikdash. You can't build a bayis. Well, so what does it mean to build a bayis? What is the definition of a bayis? What can't you build? What can't you build? Something structural. So what makes it... Now, what... And where does Rashi get that? Where did that come from? Where did that come from? What would you say? Where did that probably come from? We'll see soon in the Sifrei. It's not Rashi's own Chiddush. Kol eight. In other words, Rashi is saying, based on the Sifrei that we'll see shortly, that eight doesn't only mean a tree. So it's in modern Hebrew, we'd say eitz is a tree. Right? Modern Hebrew, eitz is a tree. Right? But the Sifrei is dashing that eitz doesn't only mean a tree, but it means what? Any wooden structure. Any wooden structure. So if you build a wooden hut on Har HaBayis, you violated this isser of lo sita lecha asherah. Any wooden structure, not only a tree. Ashar lenotei ilon ulebone bayis b'har habayis. Okay. So let's see, where does Rashi get that from? Where does that come from? So it comes from the Sifrei, on page 2. Says the Sifrei, Lo sita lecha asherah melameid shekol hanoteya asherah over below saseh. Then anyone who plants an asherah is over below saseh. Uminayin lenoteya ilon ubone bayis b'har habayis over below saseh. Then how do we know if a person plants a tree? And the parentheses here are obviously very significant to put in, not to leave out. Ubone bayis b'har habayis over below saseh. Talmud Lomar, kol eitz, eitz u'mizbach Hashem Elokecha. So kol eitz means, first of all, it doesn't have to be asherah. It could be any tree. It doesn't have to be an avodah zarah tree. Any tree. And any wooden structure. Ubon abayis, bar abayis, over below sasim. Talmud Lomar, kol eitz, eitz u'mizbach Hashem Elokecha. Rabbi Zelenze ben Yaakov, omei minayin shein osim, achsadra os ba'azorah. Talmud Lomar, kol eitz, eitz l'mizbach Hashem Elokecha. Shu omer asher tasa l'chol rabos bama. So what does it mean, minayin she'ein osim achsadraos ba'azorah? What are achsadraos? Gazebo, patio? What, platforms? What, stages? Assad is normally like a warning, right? It was like happens in Gemara Sukkah, that they would take, say, four poles, right? Gemara Sukkah, four poles, and would put a wooden roof. What do you call it? A gazebo? An awning? An awning? A zaka? What are you saying? So what are you saying? So Moshe is asking an unbelievable question. He doesn't realize the depth of his question. He's asking, so, but how did they do that? There are two times that the Rishonim are bothered that wooden structures were put up in the Azara. So Moshe said one time was Simchas Beis HaShoeva, because what happened at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Where were the men? Where? The men were where? Where were the men during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Then says where? In the Ezra's Nush. The men took over the Ezra's Nush in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So where were the women? So it wasn't Hashem mixed. So where were the women? So they sent the women upstairs, but there was no upstairs. So they built a balcony, just, you know, a sukkah balcony for the women. And then maybe later we'll discuss that the Machlokas, Rav Moshe and the Satmar Rebbe, what exactly did the balcony look like? Was it a balcony with a mechitza? Or a balcony without? Obviously it had to be a tent fucking thing, because that was a chiyuv makir, that was the women would fall off. Right? So you had to at least do a tent fucking, but was it that you can't see, both parties can't see, or is it enough that you have tent fucking on the balcony, and even though the men can see the women and see the men, it doesn't matter? Moshe held that you're allowed to see, because as long as there's no mingling. Once there's a balcony, there's no mingling, and that's what it was in the Mikdash. And the Talmud Rebbe held that the mechitza means that you can't see. So even if you have a balcony and there's no mingling, you still have to have a mechitza, not just ten tefachim, but enough that neither gender could see each other.
It's nice.
Yeah. Okay? So Moshe Grushko asks, so how did they do that? That was presumably made of wood. So they were making a wooden structure in the Beit HaMikdash. So how did they do that? That's number one question. When else did they violate this Makara? When else? When else?
Hakel.
Huh? Hakel. Oh, Hakel. Very good. Hakel. When is Hakel? It's coming up. This Sukkot. Sukkot of the eighth year. Sukkot of the eighth year is Hakel. The Hakel year. So what happened? They built a platform in the Azara, and the king, Melech, read the Torah. Right? So we're going to see also. The Rishonim are going to ask. So how did they do that? Isn't that also a violation of Lo Sita Lecha Asherah Kol Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Elokecha? Today we don't have the real Hakel. Some people do something in some Zeicher of a Hakel in Eretz Yisrael, you know, some type of thing that some people do. I don't know exactly. I don't think I was ever there for the Hakel year. But there's a big year, the Hakel year.
Did they do it?
Not quite so.
No.
Okay, so this is clearly the source of Rashi, that it's not only a din of Asherah, it's even a din of Elon, and it's also a din of what? Of any wooden structure. The Ramban, our Torah, discusses this issue, and he says like this: Kol Ilan Hanatua al Piskei Beis Elokim Yikara Asherah. But Asherah doesn't necessarily, in other words, you don't have to say that Asherah is an Avodah Zarah tree. Asherah means any tree that was planted by the doorway of the house of worship. And we'll see, it was planted there so people should know where the house of worship was. Yes, instead of putting up a sign, you know, put up a tree in front of the house of worship, and then you'll know that this is a based on Avodah Zarah. Why Babur Shahu, and why is it called Asherah? Babur Shahu Sam Derech. It was, brings you to the location. Mara Oso La'am, Yikar came Lashon, Tamuk Ashurai B'Margilosecha. And he points out, Ashurai means Drachai, my way. Ashurai means my way. Tamuk Ashurai means you're going to show me my way. So Ashurai means my way. So Asherah is a tree that shows you the way. That's why it's called Asherah. It's the tree that shows you the way. So therefore, it was the Goyim used to plant it by the house of Avodah Zarah. So you know that this is where it is. So Yadi Hakatzim Shalita Ilan Eitzel Mizbech Hashem Lenoi V'Yachshav Shukovet V'Hadar Mizbech Hashem. So the Torah is saying, you might think, hey, that's a good thing for me to do. I'll plant it by the shul, by the mizbeach, and it'll beautify the, you know, azara and everything. No good. But also b'avor shul minat obdei avor azara. Batasi lanos b'pischei b'tei avor azara shalahem. It was a minat avor azara. Ki'in yishanema v'arasta es mizbeach habal es asher shalah tichos. And then he continues. Rashi kosta b'losita l'cha asherah chayva l'abishas n'tiyosa filu l'obda over b'losata n'tiyosa. In other words, if you want to learn that Asherah is an Avodah Zarah tree, so then the pshat in the pasuk is Losita l'cha Asherah, and then v'chol eitz, as if it would say v'chol eitz. It's two separate things. But you don't have to learn that way, as you said before. You can just learn that Asherah doesn't necessarily have to mean an Avodah Zarah tree. It means any tree. And that's what they used to do. But if you want to say Asherah is not an Avodah Zarah tree, so still there's an Isser of any tree. Because then the pshat will be Losita L'cha Asherah, comma, Kol'etz means V'Kol'etz, and any other tree. As Halam L'Teya, L'Bodah B'Har Bais. Can you say Losita L'cha Asherah, V'Kol'etz, Eisel, Mizbach? So the Ramban says, but if the real Isser Daraisa is only what? In the Azara. Because that's Eitzel, the Mizbeach. But the rest of the whole mountain of the Harabayas, the plant there, that's only the Rabbanan. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I said it wrong. Let me take that back. That's not what he's saying. He's saying like this. He's not discussing, we'll talk about that. He's saying like this, that there's an Issa Darais is the plant. And that Issa Darais is not only a Zara, it's the whole Harabais, not what I just said. But the Issa to build a wooden structure that's not a plant, not a tree, that Issa to build a wooden structure is only a Smach Lemidivrayim. Ki HaKosov Lo'osar Ela HaNatiyah. Because it says Losita. So Losita means you're planting. So what do you mean making a wooden structure? That's not planting. So he says, Inachanami, that is only the Rabbanan. Even though the Sifrei includes it in the Pasuk, the Ramban is saying that's only an Asmachta. Losita HaShera, Losita HaKoleitz, Eitz Muzbach, Hashem HaKecha. So the Issa Daraisa is Inachanami, not only the Azara, the whole Harbais. But the Issa Daraisa is only planting a tree. But just making a wooden structure is what is only the Rabbanan. So our good friend here says, maybe, and therefore you want to say, to answer the question.
Yes.
In other words, Rav Yitzchak is saying like this, that since there's a klal, ain't supposed to be mikdash, where's that klal?
Shoshana, no?
Right, it's all the end of Erevin, right? Related one second. Rashi, right, and Rosh Hashanah quotes it. Right? So since there's ain't supposed to be mikdash, so he wants a taina to emphasize Grushka. Gushka asked the Kasha, how are you going to build a woman's balcony? And how are you going to make the thing for the king, for Hakel? So Yitzchak says, I have a very good parents. Go into this Ramban, very good. So Ramban says, it's only in this Rabbanon, the Bona, and the Mele Ein Shavuz B'Mikdash means that certain Yisuri Rabbanon are not applicable in the Mikdash. Really? The only question is,
Right. So obviously you can't say that. Right. Rabbi Yitzchak slugged up his own parents. He's saying Eishmas B'Mikdash means that you have, and this is Rabbanan that exists outside the Mikdash, so in the Mikdash it won't apply. And even that, you know, the whole thing, you know, Rashi and Rosh Hashanah says that the reason why you don't blow shofar, that you can blow shofar in the Mikdash on Rosh Hashanah Chal of the Shabbos with Eishmas B'Mikdash. And the Tur Yevon asked Akasha, right, did we do this Tur Yevon this year? The Tur Yevon asked Akasha, but that only applies to things that are Tzara Chavoda. It doesn't apply to all Dinim Drabban. It only applies to things that are Tzara Chavoda. It's not that all is a Drabban at all. But nonetheless, what you said is the best thing, that you slugged up yourself, the best thing, because the whole Isser here is only in the Mikdash. So if you're saying that this Isser won't apply in the Mikdash, then you're saying that this Isser doesn't exist. But of course it does exist. So then obviously your Teretz, as you said very well, is gone with the wind. It was good while it lasted. So Grushka was still very anxious to get a Teretz. Right? Okay, we'll give him a Teretz. Before he leaves for the day, we'll have a Teretz. But what's the reason for this? So Ramban says the reason is because you're following the Goyim. If you plant the tree in the Harbayis of the Mizbeach, that's a Goyish practice. Because the Goyim used to plant it near their churches, so people will know where the church is. So it's a Goyish practice. That's the Ramban.
How can we find this plant? It's just another lot?
Yeah, I guess it's another lot. And apparently the Rambam says this as well. You just take a quick look. Okay, let's see the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Vav Halacha Tes, says the following. Hanoteya Ilon Eitzel HaMizbeach or B'chol HaZorah Bein Ilon Tzrak. What does Ilon Tzrak mean? Yeah, non-fruit-bearing tree. Bein Ilon Machal or a fruit-bearing tree. Apal Pisha Sol Lenoi, even though you did it for beauty to make the Beit HaMikdash more pretty. But in Mikdash V'yopi Lo Hareza Loka, you get Malkus. Shenema Lo Sita Olacha Asherah Kol Eitz Eitzel Mizbeach Hashem Lokecha Bipnei Shehoya Zed Derech Ovdei kochovim notin ilonos b'tzad mizbeach shelo kidei sheyitzkapsu shom ha'om. That the goyim used to do it, just like the Ramban said. So it was a goyish practice. And if you plant, you get malchus. So Professor Reese asked the kasha, so why do you need a special lab? Why did you say this is included in the kukosei mosei lechu? So Professor Reese wants to say that what? Maybe you wouldn't get a malchus for the kukosei mosei lechu, because that maybe that's a lakshe b'cholos or something like that. And this is will mechayev you in a special lab. That's what you're saying, Professor?
I think you can.
What?
I wasn't saying that.
Professor, you meant?
No, I didn't mean that.
But you could mean that. Okay. So you get malchus. This is mamish a serious thing. You get a lab. You get a lab. We'll come back to this in a second. But before we look in page 6, let's just skip to page 7 for a second. The Maral. This is the Gur Aryeh. Thanks to Rabbi Hartman, who he did the Maral Gur Aryeh. Now you can put the ophthalmologist out of business now. You can see now. You don't have to have those, you know, the way with, you know, the old Mizrahi, you know, Mizrahi and the Gur Aryeh and the Lavush, you know. So, you know, he did a tremendous chesed for human eyesight. Yeah, no, it's very good. He has on all of Gur Aryeh. He has Netzach Yisrael. He has Nesiv Hatshuva. And I'm sure there's a lot coming. Very good. It makes it more enjoyable to learn Maral when you have, nicer. Okay. But whatever, the Maral says like this. He says the Rambam is wrong. And the Ramban, I guess you could throw him in too, to say that the reason why of this Isra, of Lo Sita Lecha Asherah, is because of Kol Kavod Zarah. There's nothing to do with that. Ain hatam kmo shpirish harambam zal mishum shayaderach ovde over zor lasos kach kidei lekabe sa'on tachter.
That's not the reason.
So then what is the reason? Aval tam ha'isr dehu kmo shotuf dover el dover. Shei royim yos ha'mizbech hu miyuchat kdei lehoros al misha nivne lo ha'mizbech hu miyuchat. Mishnotei etzlo ilon o bayis rei mishatev imo dover. It's a bizoyon to the Mizbeach that there be another structure built by the Mizbeach. But the Mizbeach should be alone, show it prominence that it's alone. When you build another structure or you plant another tree, you plant a tree by the Mizbeach, you're taking away from the Hashivas. You're like putting it on the same footage, the other structure with on the same footage as the Mizbeach, so it's a degradation to the Mizbeach, that as if you're comparing, you know, this structure with the Mizbeach. She royal yot ha Mizbeach from Yuchat, kidei lo yotam mishin nivna Mizbeach from Yuchat, mishin atei yon bayis, rei mishu tavi mishati vohu dover. In other words, you're putting a shutzis there. You're making another structure comparable to the Mizbeach, or a tree comparable to the Mizbeach. Let them do it about a zar. It's just a degradation to the Mizbeach. And he says, the Maral, Vizela Manati, Mimasha Umru, Razal Parakamad, the Sanhedrin. He says, where do I get this from? Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Hamimane Dayin She'ena Hogun, if you appoint a Dayin to judge Dine Torah and he's not worthy, Ki'ilu Nota Ashera. It's as if you were Nota Ashera, Ubamokam Tal Nechacham, and as he reports out in the apartment, if you appoint a Dayin She'ena Hogun, when you could have appointed a Tal Nechacham, it's as if you planted an asherah near the mizbech. Shenema lo sikta lo asherah etzel mizbech Hashem. Hukmo shasham ikar yitzo shehish peyachad she'eno hagun lahagun. Whereas when you appoint a non-talmachachim, when you could appoint a talmachachim, you're treating him as if he's a talmachachim. You're equating the non-talmachachim with the talmachachim is right here. You could have him judge the case, and you're appointing this other fellow who's not a talmachachim. So you're trying, as if to say, they're equal, like I could choose any one. So that, the Gemara says, as if you're planting an Asherah, Eitzel Mizbech. So he says, so that indicates that the Isra of planting a Asherah, Eitzel Mizbech, is because as if you're showing that this tree has the same status like the Mizbech. You're being mashva, the tree, to the Mizbech. Nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Kach is a shish v'yachad she'enu hogun l'hogun. Kach not eish asher eitel b'zah Hashem, ve'yum mishatev yachad ha'avor ezor alami shehu yochid ba'olomo. Te'av bayis o eitz osur. Sof, apal gab shal osu al avor ezor, mishatev yachad bayis tira, l'mizbeach. And therefore that's why it's not only a tree, any structure. And it's mashmo that the Maral probably learns that it'd probably be a deraisa also. To have, in other words, the Ramban said that building a wooden structure that's not a tree is only a smach baum, is only the Rabban. But it's much from this Maral, from this Goraye, that it would be, I think someone said to the Farish, that he would learn that would be an Issa Daraisa as well, because the whole point of the Issa Daraisa is that you're showing that you're being mashve the Dover Shel Chol with the Dover Shel Kodesh. So Mali a tree, Mali any other wooden structure. Chayn yilon she dover natiya mishnatev zvech osu. Vze ikar atav. Hashtu bein eitz, bein bayis osu. Vuhu belo sase. The question is, what if you make a structure that's natural eitz? You make a stone structure. So according to Pashtus, that would be no problem. But according to this Purariye, maybe that should be a problem as well. Maybe eitz is lav dafka, because if you were saying that's the pshat, why should you limit it to eitz? As if you say it's a minhag avodah zarah, so the minhag avodah zarah is to plant the tree. And the mevo they acid all wooden things after the tree. Maybe it's a siag daraisa, whatever you want to say. But if you say that it's a din in the... And you're being mashka, a dover hogun, a dover shein hogun, than any structural hogun.
Does it make a difference if the structure is permanent or not?
Oh, we're going to get excellent.
you're saying an excellent point.
That goes to Krishna's question.
All right, we're getting an excellent point. Give me a couple of minutes, we'll get there. Okay, so we saw the Rambam on page 5. So the Rambam says if you plant a tree, so you're local. Then in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, he has this halakha as well. You can't make a wooden protrusion in the Azara. You can make it a... So the Rambam here, the Beferish, is going to be marked there, Avonim. Which is fine. Rambam, Lishitaso, you know, I don't want to violate the Isser of Dakshina time with the Krah here. You know, you're not supposed to, as I've tried to point out, there's nothing wrong with understanding the reasons of the Torah, but then to relegate the applicability based on the reason, that's the problem of Dashim and time of the crop. So I'm saying, according to morale, I wanted to say that since the reason is because of Mashra, it should apply to everything. Whereas the Rambam holds it's a din of Avodah Zarah, that only applies to things that they used to do by Avodah Zarah. You can use stones, you can use bricks, that's okay. So a couple of things that we have to make note from this Rambam. First of all, what? In this Rambam, as Mefarshim point out, he doesn't say you get malchus. Whereas, and we'll see, the Kesef Mishnah talks about this. He only says you get malchus when you plant mamish the eitz. The binyan, you don't get malchus. So we'll see. That maybe some want to suggest that could be like the Ramban said, that they didn't. According to Ramban, of course you don't get malchus, only the Rabbanan. The question is the Rambam subscribing to what Ramban said, and a regular binyan is only the Rabbanim? Or he's saying, no, that's also a Daraisa, but you only get Malkus on the Pshuto Shel Mikra, of eighth Mamish. We'll have to see. Well, let's take a look in the Kesef of Mishnah before we see the Raivan on page 5. The Sifrei Parsha Shoftim. The lab of Losita Lacha. In Hilchos Beis HaBechira, when he talks about building the structure, he never writes a pasuk that you violate the pasuk of Losita. So Pashtus is as a Kesef Mishnah because that's it only an Issur D'Rabban. That's only an Issur D'Rabban. Uchrash Machabam. Yikol Mokam Yesh Lidmol Rabbeinu Lama Kosu Gabi Noteh Ilan Bazara. Yeah, in other words, so one contrast between the Rambam and Hilchos Avodah Zarah and Rambam and Hilchos Beis HaBechira is that in Hilchos Avodah Zarah he says you get Malkus for the lava of Losita. And in Hilchos Beis HaBechira he doesn't even quote the Pasuk, let alone say you get Malkus. So the Kesef Mishnah says, because the Rambam learns that the Issa Daraisa is only Losita, and the Din Bayis is only an Issa Drabon. But then, the Kesef Mishnah says there's another contrast. We call Mokim Yishu Lidmol Moleh, Lama Kosov Gabi Notea Ilan Bazara, Demashma, Dechutz Lazara Shari. Here, the Rambam says, he only mentions the Azara. He doesn't mention the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah all of Harabayis, which the Sifrei did mention. The Rashi Chutz L'Azara Shari, who the Sifrei, also Gam B'Harabayis. So here he's asking another. So the first thing that came to Mishnah was the contrast between the two Rambams. And here he's making another point that the So what? But here, what? The Rambam is saying the Issa of planting is only what? And only in the Azor. And in the Sifrei, what for it is an Issa of the, in the whole Harabais. They know what the Harabais look like, El Elabona Bais. Abel Nota Ilo no Mitzar El Abazara. Don't say that maybe the Issa of Bais is in the whole Harabais, but the Issa of a tree is only in Azara. He says it doesn't make sense to make such a distinction. It's either both Yisurim are either only Bazara or both Yisurim are, you know, whole Harabais. They taste it for old, so Techom would be Modem. They came into Bona Osir Baharabais, culture came Noteya. If Bona is going to be Osir in all the Harabais, it's certainly Noteya. Because Noteya is Mochomer. Noteya is the Issa Daraisa. So it doesn't make sense to say that the Issa of Noteya is only Bazara and the Issa of Bona is the whole Harabais. Because Noteya is an Issa Daraisa, it's Mochomer. Efshar, the Sover Rabbeinu, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, Poliga Tanakama. The Sover Deleke, Isura, Ela Bazar, Bovad. You see, take a look back in the Sifrei. You look in the Sifrei, on page 2, it says like this. Lo Siti Lecha Asher, Lo Lami Shokol Rote Asher, Lo Over Melo Sata. Lo Rotei Lo Ilam Barabayis, Lo Rabayis Barabayis, Over Melo Sata. Tam lo mar kolayt. Lez ben Yaakov omer, minayin shein osim achsid sadros ba'azara. Tam lo mar kolayt. So he wants the time to catch the mission. Maybe Rav Lez ben Yaakov said, minayin shein osim achsid sadros ba'azara. So he's arguing with Tanakama, who says that there's a din of harabais. Rav Lez ben Yaakov only mentioned azara. So Rambam may be paskins like Rav Lez ben Yaakov. And in Okanami, all the Isurim, both are planting the tree. These are the rights of planting the tree. And these are the Rabbanan, of what? Of the building, this wooden structure is only Bazara, according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, and the Rambam paskins like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. Back in the case of Mishnah, page 5. Esher, the Sofer Rabbeinu, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, Poligat HaRakam, the Sofer Deleki, Surah El Bazara, Bavad. Poso Kimoso, Mishum, the Mishnoso, Kavinoki. Because we have a cloud of Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, Kavinoki. He was, you know, short and to the point. That's what the Gemara Gittin says. We usually follow Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. So, also last of Hatzor to the Mikdash. Right. So it's good. Right. No. You see, but from the Sifrei, you don't get the impression necessarily that the point that they're arguing, that he's saying Harabais and he's saying Azara Lafuki Harabais. You have to learn that that's the pshat. You don't have to learn that way. You can learn, he's saying Azara, it doesn't mean Daka Azara as opposed to Harabais. You know, that wasn't the focus of the attention. But because the Mishnah is saying, the Rambam learned that that is part of the focus of attention. Yesh lo olo rabbeinu lam hishmi de bona bayis below satsa. Asher the seal of the vanavi poli, the high bona bayis, the kovatana kama shal eight suke enach satsa. Vazer rabbeinu lam hishmi de bona bayis below satsa. Asher the seal of the vanavi poli, the high bona bayis, the kovatana kama shal eight suke enach satsa. Asher the seal of the vanavi poli, the high bona bayis, the kovatana. And the Issa Daraisa is the eighth, and Issa Drabonin is the old other binyonim. Now take a look at 6 in the right, page 6 in the right. Take what I did. Amar Avram. Alo Lishkas Kohen Godol shall eat Toysa. So he has another case. The Lishka of the Kohen Godol. Kohen Gadol had his own private office there, and it was called a Lishka of Eitz. It was made out of wood. So, how does that work? Uva Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and this is now, Grishko is basically Mechavim to the right. Uva Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Makifin Kol Azara Guzustra, that we put a flat, a protruding piece of wood, you know, coming out of the top of, you know, the wall. We make bleachers for the women to go So what's the answer? So the Ravid says the answer to all these questions is Ella lo asra Torah kol eitz Ella eitzel mizbach Hashem the Ezra's Kohanim Mishar niknor v'lefnim Aval be'ezra's noshim u'bahar bayis mutah. So the Ravid shita is that they were discussing that maybe it's the whole Har Bayis, and we say the Ram shita is the Azara. The Ravid shita is that not the Har Bayis, not the Azara. It's only part of the Azara is the Azara. Which part? The Ezra's Kohanim. That's further in from the Niknor gate, the Shar Niknor. So because why? Because the pasuk says Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. So Ezra's Noshim, that's Gor far away, right? And even the Ezra's Yisrael. So Dafka Ezra's Kohanim. Dafka the Ezra's Kohanim. And therefore, the wooden structure that were made of the Lishkas Kohen Gadol and the
sacrificial
mat and the Ezra's Kohen. Where was the Lishkas Kohen Gadol? You have to look at the picture. Where was the Lishkas? It was probably what? In Ezra's Yisrael. It was the side room in the Ezra's Yisrael. Side room in Ezra's Yisrael. So it was further out. So the Mela, the Ravid says that's the answer to all life's problems. That the Isser of Lofzita is only in the Azar, but not only in the Azar, only in the Ezra's Kohanim of the Azar. That is the Ravid. However, the Ravid is another Ravid. I once heard somebody say there are three Ravids on this. I have to find the third one. I once heard someone give a shiur and say there are three Ravids in three places. We'll do two of them. In Maseches Tamid, on page 8, Maseches Tamid, so there's another Ravid. And this Ravid talks about what? Hakel. Those that will be in Eretz Yisrael this year will be very exciting. To be in Yerushalayim, the Zman of Hakel. Maybe by then the Beis HaMikdash will be kind of the real Hakel. Who will be the Melech?
Everybody will be there.
Okay, then everyone will be there. Okay. So Tosfos Tarfos. Machshon. Meshem, Reb Elchanan, then Reb Yitzchak. Chadik Atali Besoita. Peg Eilu Nemorim. Beshmini. The 8th. The Motzai Shvis, the 8th year, Osim Bo Bima Shal Eitz. We make a Bima Shal Eitz. The Yoshev Alav, and the king sits on it. Shenema Miketz Shevashonim. Adagrifus HaMelech Omad, the Kibo Bekorah, Umad, Uparach Megmorah Omid, Mechal Yoshev, Omar and Yeshiva Bazar, Mukibab Ezra Sanosh. So this took place in the Ezra Sanosh. So there's no problem, according to what we just said. Hakel was in the Ezra's Noshim. My Kusha, Havelay, Lameimer, Dikshaya, Yoshev, Alabima. So the Gemara was asked, said that the king he stood up to read the Torah. So it's master that before Kriyas HaTorah he was sitting, and then when it came for Kriyas HaTorah, he stood up. So the Gemara asked, that the halakha is you're not allowed to sit in the Azara. So how was he sitting before the Kriyas HaTorah? So the Gemara answers, it was talking about the Ezra's Noshim. So apparently the Ezra's Noshim doesn't have that issa of sitting. So the right answer, my kasha, havalei lemeimah, chehoye yoshev alabimah, haisa asuya kimo gag avo harbe. He says, what's the question? He was on a platform. So the platform wasn't the platform wasn't, was, in other words, the issue is to sit on the Azara ground level. But this platform was on the Azara, he was sitting on the platform. So maybe there shouldn't be no issue, b'chlal, to sit there, because just like there's a din of Gagim v'aliyos lo niskatshu, that the only kedusha of the Azorah is on ground level. But above ground level, there's no kedusha. So if there's no kedusha above ground level, so he was on the platform. So what's the Gemara? The Ravid asks, what's the Gemara's kasha? And how was the king sitting before Kriyas HaTorah? He was sitting, you know, and everyone was piling in. And then when it came time, they gave a clock, you know, and then he got up and started reading. And the Gemara said, how was he able to do that? You're not allowed to sit. So how was he able to sit before? So the Gemara said, answered, it was Bezos Nush. But what do you need that for? Just say simply that what? That it was a different ground level. It wasn't the ground level of the Azar. Even if it was, even if Hakel took place in the Ezra's Kohanim, it shouldn't be a problem. Move the Bezos Nush. My gosh, away. Heavenly Meng Shoya Yoshev Alabima. I says, you can go gaga bo harbe, but I'm going to be rav, paracated solen. The gaga in bodif kachu. I read yochel eshev betub. The tears the shame of Rabbi Yitzchok. Of his da. The kain shalom haya dover kavua. The azara. Shrein lefi shoh haya no se no so bima. The lacha kain hayu shom tima so miyad. The nation voice of suya elo le moshe va alma. The fi zeh loisa chaluka mishak kedusha zazar. He said, no. He said, shot is because the bima, this platform that they made for the king was only there, you know, for the couple of hours that they needed it, and then it was removed. So therefore, that's not considered a different ground level because it's only there temporarily. And he says, because at Al Korcha, you have to say this, the Ravid says, that it wasn't a permanent structure. Of course, you have to say it's not shal keva because if it's shal keva, you'll violate the isser of losita. So people point out, I think this is Rabbi Kaufman I heard, and maybe others. This seems to be go against what he said in the Yad HaChazaka, because the Yad HaChazaka says it's not a problem because it's in the Ezra's Noshim. Ezra's Noshim is not a problem. Here he's saying that it's not a problem because why? Like Ricky said, it's not permanent. It's not permanent. Also, you'll tell me it's just, so why is the Rabbi giving different reasons? The Rabbi gave a reason already in what? I'm asking you, I'm not a klutz kash. But it sounds good. But I want you to blow it up in a second. I'm asking a klutz kash. What's a klutz kash? That the Rabbi in the Yad HaChazaka says the reason's not a problem is because the only problem is in the Kohanim section. And here it was a notion. It was Pekala. But here you take a different reason, that it was not Keva. Only Keva's a problem. But something that's there temporarily, it's not a problem. So why does he need that reason? What? Yeah, that's what he needed for that. But so why does he need to say this thing here? That it's ain't Kevin? Once you have the reason of the Anna Kazaka, that takes care of everything. I want you to tell me that the Ravid's normal.
He didn't do anything wrong. Because the Ravid here is going on the Havamina before the Gemara knew that it was Bezos Moshe. He's going on the Havamina, and the Gemara thought that it was Bez Israel, and there's an Issa of sitting. So to that, the Ravid is saying, but why is there an Issa of sitting? It's a different thing. So to that, but it's a different Rishus. So they said, no, I'll call it that. But that was all the Havamina before we knew that that it was in the Ezra's Moshe. Well, so therefore, in that Havamina, the Ravid is saying that only Dover shall Kevin, not Dover Shal Rai. But in Hanami, once you get to the Maskana, then you don't need to come on to the Keva. The Keva is a truism anyway. You have to know the halacha for the Ezra's Kohanim that something that's not Keva will be mutter even there as well. But, okay? It's a hit it on the head. Okay. Right? It's my Mr. Potskash, right? Okay. The Milchas Chinuch, page 9, always has interesting things to say. Lidi Tzarkin, and but what is the Issa? Is the Issa to plant in the Azar? Say there's no Mizbeach. Say there's no Mizbeach. Is there still an Issa to plant? Or it has to be... The Ravid Shita is it's only the Ezra's Kohanim. The Rambam is Mashma, maybe even all of the Azara. And those that say it's the whole Har HaBayis, right? The three possibilities. Either this is the whole Har HaBayis, or this is the whole Azara, or only the Ezra's Kohanim. But is that because that's a shear in what's called Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Elokecha? But, in other words, really, the Israel is to plant Eitzel and Mizbeach. The question is, what's called Eitzel? Eitzel, you know, near. You know, Hillcrest is near Kew Garden Hills. It's near. But, you know, how Eitzel, near. Near is very, very clumsy. So we have, but the Isser is to plant near the Mizbeach. But what if the Mizbeach is not there? What if the Mizbeach is not there? So do you still get an Isser? You still get a lot? You plant an Azara when there's no Mizbeach. The Mashal, as they point out, is not a death. It's not a death. If you go, it's not a death. JNF tree planting. You go with Manazet, and you plant a tree in the Azara. According to the Rambam, the Amishita is Kedushas Mikdashas, Kitchener Shaita, Kitchener Silovo, so we have the Azara there. You go to the Azara, you plant, there's no Mizbeach. Would you violate a lot? Or is it only because the Mizbeach is there, so you plant the Eitzel on Mizbeach? Or is it a separate Issa now, that an Issa to plant the Azara? Well, it's only planting the Azara, because the Azara is called Eitzel on Mizbeach. But if there's no Mizbeach, what do we say? Eitzel Mizbeach is another way of saying the Azara. But that's all. Is the Issa totally in the Habayis HaMizbeach? Or not? That's the clear of the Menchas Chinuch. What would you say? Phil, what do you say? It should be totally in the Machlokes Rambam and the Haral. Because if what? Says Phil, yeah. And if... Right. Mm-hmm. And according to the Maral, clearly only if there's a structure that you say. Right. So Phil is definitely true. I will agree with Phil 100 wholeheartedly in terms of that according to the Maral, you have to have a mizbeach. That I will agree because then the whole Maral's whole yisod is only if there's a mizbeach. So you mash it. There's no Mizbeach. There's nothing to talk about. The question is, within the Rambam Shita, so if Phil wants to say within the Rambam, he thinks it will be Asa. Because these Kedushas are Zarah Mizbeach is there. So maybe one could say that only if you're using the Azara being used functioning, or... No, this is the Makom. You could be right. So as Phil wants to say, maybe it's totally in the focus, the Rambam and the Maral. Not bad, Phil.
So let's see what the Mechas Chinuch says. Lididi tzarich iyun. Hayein bezvachim samach amaral. So he says to look in Zvachim Samach Alav. So luckily, we happen to have Zvachim Samach Alav right in front of us. What does it say there? Zvachim Samach Alav. Omar Rabbi Elozer! Mizbeach Shenifka. If you have a Mizbeach, so Mizbeach is supposed to be what? Ribua, square, right? No behemoth in the... You know, you can have... it's steak, square. Got chip off. Then, so mizbeach shenifka ain't ochlim vegino shiyare mincha. So you can't eat a korban mincha. The shiyare mincha, meaning part of the mincha was brought on the mizbeach, and the shirayim are eaten. So mizbeach shenifka, if the mizbeach is chipped, you can't eat the mincha. You can't eat the korban mincha. Why? Shenema vachlua matzos eitzel hamizbeach. It says that you eat the matzos of the korban mincha. So the Gemara asks, did they eat? Did they eat it? Eitzel hamizbeach? They ate it what? In the whole Azara. What does it mean that they eat the matzos? The matzos were kachem, right? So they ate them in the whole Azara. It didn't have to be near the mizbeach. It could be in the Ezra's Noshim. It could be, right? So what does it mean, achlua matzos eitzel hamizbeach? It's not true, it's not Eitzel Mizbeach. Eitzel Mizbeach hu el bezmanchu hu sholeh. So Eitzel Mizbeach doesn't mean in locality, because it's not true. You could eat the whole Azara. So el bezmanchu hu sholeh below bezmanchu hu chasim. So the Gemara says, bezmanchu hu sholeh, so Eitzel Mizbeach here means that the Mizbeach has to be sholeh. If the Mizbeach is sholeh, then you could eat the shayar in mincha. If the Mizbeach is nitgum, then you can't. So let's look in the Mechassino. The deep deep Sarachian. Ayin Zvachim Samach Amanalas. The worship. Amar Rabbi Lozer. Tzveach Shenifgam. Shenema Vachlu Matot Etom Zveach. Ki Etom Zveach Achlu Al Peish Rashi. Olo Kol Azor Shero Lekat. The seed. The Mincham Malachim Kodesh. The Matcha Shas Ki Etom Zveach. The word Etom Zveach Udaf Vesomach. Yila Pachi. Olo Kol Azor Bechval Etom Zveach. Olo Kashi Kval. Shem Lavur. The call our dog shale compared to Rashi. Okay, talk with Joseph's mouth. Whereas Eitzelim, it's clear from the Gemara that Eitzelim is Bech means Mamish Mir. Because the Gemara say, call our dog is not Eitzelim is Bech. Because that's what the Gemara's kash. How could you say you eat it Eitzelim is Bech, but you can eat it for call our Zara? So it's Mashra, the Gemara is clearly assuming that Eitzelim is Bech has to be Mamish close to Mizbech, not the whole Azara. So how do you know you can eat a b'chol azara? Because there's another pasuk that says that you eat a b'chol azara, but makom kodesh. But from the fact that it's eitzel mizbeach, that doesn't apply the whole azara. It only applies eitzel mizbeach mamish. So the question that Michas Chinuch says over here about Isra planting, how do you know that the Isra is the whole azara? Even the Raivin, that it's whole Isra's kohanim. Or certainly according to the Rambam, that's the whole Azara, or a whole Harabai. How did the Chazal know that? Well, the Pesach says Eitzel Mizbeach, and the Gemara clearly says Eitzel Mizbeach. It has to mean Mamish Eitzel Mizbeach. It doesn't mean the whole Azara, or the Gemara would have had a Kasha. How come the whole Razal is just called Azara? Haksib Eitzel Mizbeach. Then we'll adapt to someone who Mizbeach will call Azara. The moment you have seen him, Shom, if you have him, Mabdaf, Eitzel Mizbeach, I will call Azara, and came, Hadar says Eitzel Mizbeach, and Vanshu Shalom, will call him, maybe we learned it from that halacha by Minka. That over there says Eitzel Mizbeach, yet the whole lot is a Kol Azara, so to over here. So, but the Mincha Skinner says, no, you can't learn it from Mincha. Because if you're learning it from Mincha, then you should learn the halacha also, that if the Mizbeach is Pogum, you should be mutter to plant trees in the Azara. And we never find such a halacha. Hakanami Nidrash came to him, and Mizbeach Pogum in over on a table of Sasa, who was Roshamanu Klaalin and Purp Shumokum, who was Ramah Ram Mechabit Arkin Kog. And Shaloma, that meant Moshe Eitzel Mizbeach Kol Azara. He says, no, maybe Eitzel Mizbeach is the whole Azara. In other words, over there we know that it's Kol Azara. So why does it have to say Eitzel Mizbeach? It's not B'chol Azar. It's a stira. It says you eat it B'chol Azar, yet then it says Eitzel Mizbeach. So it's a stira. So it says, no, Eitzel Mizbeach must be for another drasha. Aval Kadim, they don't have Rak Eitzel Mizbeach. But here, that only says Eitzel Mizbeach. It doesn't say B'chol Azar. Hapshat B'chol Azar. See, over there, it couldn't have meant, over there, you see, the two Eitzel Mizbeachs are different. Over here, there's only a pasuk of Eitzel Mizbeach. It only says Eitzel Mizbeach. So Eitzel Mizbeach, it means the vicinity, Kol Azar. But over there, there's a pasuk that says Yidib Makom Kodesh, which means Azar. So why do you need another pasuk of Eitzel Mizbeach? If Eitzel Mizbeach also means Kol Azar. So over there, Eitzel Mizbeach is coming for another drasha. But maybe over here, in a Panami, Eitzel Mizbeach could mean the Kol Azar. Okay, Eina Mukach, Din Zed, Mizbeach, Shenibkur. Okay, Mechol Eitz, Afil Nerach, Mizbeach, Over, the Lab, in the Teva Azar. And therefore, Eitzel Mizbeach means the Chol Azar. I don't know if it's all Mukhra. I want you to read it through later. But he wants to suggest that even if the Mizbeach is Neras and it's not there, you still violate. Because Eitzel Mizbeach just means Chol Azar. And then they point that out also in the footnotes. That if you look in the Sefer Chinuch itself, where I put the arrow there. And no, this is Zeb, Ames, Chor, Ames, Medicators, Afil, Bezman, Azeb. Even Bezman Azeh, and that Bezman Azeh is clearly no Mizbeach. And I'll tell you, Elam B'chol Azar Chayav Malkus. And it's good according to Phil, or Phil, because Phil said, according to the Rambam, it's Shayach Lach, even Bezman Azeh, and the Chinuch quotes the Rambam. So the Chinuch quotes the Rambam, so it's very well that the Chinuch says that it's no even Bezman Azeh. Right? Phil, you agree? This is Mamish Yom Machavim, Mamish Tachinuch. Because Tachinuch quotes the Rambam and says it's even Bezman Azeh. So Phil said, yeah, because according to Rambam Shita, it's Shaykh that it should be even Bezman Azeh. Okay. Now that we know, I don't know all that it is to know, but we know a little bit about with the Lav, now we can go to Hilchos Beit Knesses on page 11. So there's a famous Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Famous Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Because of a Rambam, it's so clear about the Chokas of Arizar, to say, Elon Eichel, Kvetho, Kol Azar, Eini Musra, Elon Mako. Here's a look. Because of Rav David Armoa, in his Perish Lamam, Tafilu Eitzel Beis HaKnesses Osar Midrabonim. That even to plant a tree outside a shul is Asa Midrabanan. Now we'll have to, Be'ez Hashem, in future shiurim, we're going to discuss whether the din that, we know that the shul is called a Mikdash Ma'at. It's learned that from a pasuk, the Hikim Mikdash Ma'at. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabanan? Does the shul have kedushas? We discussed in the first shiur that, according to the Zohar, that the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash applies also to a Beis Knesses as well. But the shaila is the other dinim. Like there's an issue of taking a stone out of the Azara to dismantle, you know, to take a brick out of the Azara. So you say the same thing by a shul. If you take a stone out of the shul, you violate a lot. Or maybe there's the fact that the shul has kedusha, and we'll have to discuss what the nature of the kedusha is. Maybe that's only drabon, or is it daraisa. But so here he only wants to say it's an issue of drabon to plant the tree. Maybe one even could say it's an issue of daraisa. If he has hold that the shul has kedushas, I think maybe someone would say, the older shul has kedushas mikdash midaraisa. Maybe there's sort of the only thing is, see, if you say, this is what Rav Sarotkin discusses, that if you say that it's a din, if you Rav Yitzchak Sarotkin in the Sefer wants to discuss how this relates to the Rambam and Raivit. According to Raivit, this is only an Ezra's Kohanim. So we don't have Ezra's Kohanim. We don't have an Azara. See, if you're saying that, so Mustama, even if you hold Kedushas Mikdash is Daraisa, this Isra by Shul would only be the Rabban. Unless you want to say that Taket, like I think someone wanted to say, that if it's a whole Taket type of Isra, like a Bakula Sayyidik Isra, so that was the Isra. I forget where I saw that. That Kufa was the Isra of planting by their churches. So we shouldn't plant by the shuls. Maybe it won't be an Issa Deraisa of Losita. Maybe that's only by, but maybe it'll be an Issa Deraisa of Losaya. Maybe. I don't know if anyone would say you'd get Malkus for planting a tree outside the shul. But this is Rabbi Kivega. This is Rabbi Kivega, quotes this Rav Dovid Armor. I never looked up, I don't have a Rav Dovid, a Perish Rambam of Rav Dovid Armor at home. So, that's something I have in my library. Maybe I have to look in the YU library. They have this to see the original source. But this is the, this is it. What's that? Yeah. By the main end. Wood. As you're saying, it's movable. You can move it. Yeah, they move. Any wooden structures? What is this? Can you move this?
No.
It's wood.
But then you can put up to this more than many.
Wood? Wood? Wood! Wood! Asheira! So what are we looking outside to see if they're trees? Right? Any wooden? Right? What's going on here? What? Asherah! What's going on? Oh, so Harafil says very well that since the way... So let's see. We're going to get to your comment in a second. So the Nitziv, in the Meshiv Dover, says he thinks the whole Rabbi Kivega is not true. Because it says if it was true, then we would have to be makbid on all wooden... Right? How come we never find... Like, a lot of shuls have wooden pews. Right? Is that the old pew?
Upstairs.
No, the rows.
Upstairs.
Right? The wooden things that you sit in? That's the wooden pews. So, a lot of shuls, that was the old style, that they had wooden... Right? That a lot of shuls had it. So the Tziv said, how come you never found anyone to be machmir that you can't have wooden pews in the shul? How come you don't find such a thing? So Korka, he says the whole thing doesn't apply to shuls. That's what the Tziv says. So it was a whole, and therefore there's no isser of trees either. Ashashol, Malat Kvodo, near Yoya, Imuto, we tell you, Ilona Somoku, Beis HaKnesses, the cut of Malat Kvodo, near Yoya, Sharoy, Lasso, Zeke, the Beis HaMikdash, He says, we can't make up Yisurim here. It's not found in Shas. That would be true. How could you have wooden pews? That's Mamish Aksadros. Right? Or something similar. He says it's not true. The whole din doesn't exist. Oh, sure. Easy. But chidush Rabbi Kivega, shevi b'shem Rav Dovid Armor, lasa b'tzarchim. But he really doesn't think that there's a problem. Because if there'd be a problem, we should go. If you really hold that you were patterning this issa the way it was in the mikdash, so then we should do it even the Saf Solomon. We don't find it. So that's what it says. So Phil says, no, you don't have to chuck the whole Issa. You can say, no, maybe the Issa Deraisa of the trees, that's an Issa Deraisa, that was extended to shuls. But the Binyan, which even in the Beis HaMikdash was only Drabon under that, they never extended in shuls, and that's what the Maram Shik says on page 13. The Maram Shik on page 13, let's take a look, says the following. Mihu ze yesh lachkor lama lo pikpiku al safsolim u binyonim shel eit hanasim bebeis haknesses gufei akon shalom b'ktar. Right? Someone asked the Maram Shik. How come? Who is the Maram Shik? Chassam Sotra's Talmud. The prime Talmudim of the Chassam Sotra. He had many Talmudim of Chassam Sotra.
That's so bad, Vicky. She listened to that one of Rabbi Warren Jewish history tape. She had the whole thing on the Hassam Sofer, how many Talmidim he had, and he used to go and visit them and give them chizuk, and they Talmidim had shuls, and Hassam Sofer was a tremendous leader. Not only his own learning, but he was a tremendous Marbitz Torah. Chuvis and drushes, and unbelievable. Omnam. Oh, I think this is where it's stored. Okay. I feel all bushel mugging of Roma now. He discusses, there's a question whether there's a din of Esnan Zonam by a shul. Right? In other words, if a person received, there's a zona, and she received an animal as a schar, you know, as payment for the znus, so you can't bring it as a korban. Some poskim have, let's say it's quoted in the poskim, that if a woman receives money for znus, so she can't, the shul can't accept that money as a donation. That's brought in poskim. So the Levush doesn't have this din. He's mashmi din esna legamre. Because Naito, the only the base of Mikdash, low base of Knesset. I feel Levush, but then he says, I feel Levush, I'm going to Vrama now, he's Shloma the Rav Lose. Even if you want to say, like the Levush, that there's no din Esnan in the Shul, because Esnan is only in the base of Mikdash, he's Shloma the Rav Lose, Sita Ashera, will Gam came the base HaKnesses. So he says, but the lav of Losita certainly applies to shuls. The zeal basa taima. He says, you know, follow the reason. Like Phil said, let's follow the reason. The reason is, that's what they did by the churches. So, around the minyan mitzvahs, lo tzatzah kosa tisul in Torah, the mikdash o eitzel ha-mizbech, liobim vishkacha yu osim ovdei avodazol, in Torah beveit avodosom. Ramban b'chumash, kosa dosol in Torah, pizchei beit alukim, שמיתם זה ניקרא שירו, לושן השורי, שמרה הדרך, עושה עושה הכותב בעבוד ומינק שלהם. אבל בואו נבר הבית, אז מחת בדבריהם, שהכותב לא עושה לנטון. So first of all, רשי בחומש וצי בבריהם, רבי נלוז ומיץ, פרשו כתר כאן ספר לא עושית על הינו לעבוד הזור. לא עושית על כל על כל עץ, בין אילון בין בייס, ובכל עשר בהר הבייס. צורך הומן, נטו הכל עולה גם אוהל, כי שלם רק אול עם נוטה. This week's parsha? All in nothing. First of all, this idea that to say that it's the Rabbanon because it says Losita and Losita is only tree is not true. Losita doesn't have to mean plant. It can mean also to when you shtel a structure, you put a structure in the ground. It's also called Natiya. You're implanting it. It's a pasuk in this week's parsha. All in
Natiya.
All in Natiya. Right. Right. So you have Sukkim all in not Hashem. Right? So you see, so it's not so pashut that Beit Rashi b'Chumash. Are you to all the apadno? And you can say, Visa gam ba'is u'shar o'el, afilu eino mechuber u'bechala issa. So it's not so pashut that the ba'is is not bechala issa. I mean, I thought at this point he's saying maybe it's an even an issa d'oraisa. But it's easy to construct, it's only the Rabbanon. Why? Because if you put something in the ground, maybe that's what he's saying, if you put a wooden structure in the ground, that could be an Issa, like an, that's Nata. But if you just put a peg, you know, a platform coming from that, then maybe that's not called Nata. But that could be a Daraisa, to put, to have a wooden structure. Just because it says Nata, you see the Psukim in Tanakh. They use a lotion nata even by oil. Then he quotes the Gur Aryeh. He uses a mashatef, etc. He keeps going, and going, and going. Let's see the line we want to pick up in. First part of the line is Masha'enkein Abinus Sassolim Shal Eitz Lom Goyim Agur Aryeh. Now, they base Knesset Kulam Shavim Heim. In Tzarki Mitzvah Enkein Chibur
said Yod L'Gavoh. But Gamma Rama raised that, you know, also Elam Midrabanan. So according to Rama, it's only Midrabanan. Well, Mitzino, the Gozer of Basic Nessus. Like you said, Phil. That if you hold it's only the Rabbanan, like the Rambam, that the bias, like the Rambam clearly says bias is only the Rabbanan. And the Rambam is mashed that way also, because he only says Malchus by the eights. So, okay, you see that since the whole thing in the Beis Hamikdash was only the Rabbanan, so maybe they didn't extend that to the shuls. Adram, okay, Matzino Besukah, Daphnon Aleph, the Beis HaKnesses Shal Alexandra, had Yabima shall eight for Emsa. Famous shul in Alexandria shall Mitzrayim, it was a big shul, no one could hear anything, and they had flags and everything. So they talk about the Bima shall eight. So you see, the Feirish, they used to have Bima shall eight, unless you want to say that maybe you can slug up this riot, but that maybe the Bima shall eight was moved. But back then, the shuls, I think the Bima used to be Kavua in the shuls. And the shul upstairs, is the beam removable?
Yes.
Movable. But some, what?
Most shuls
do. But like in the shuls like in Sfas, where would I down in there, in the shul there? Where they laying from, you know, on top. I don't know if I ever made it on top there. But I don't know, the old shuls, were the beams movable?
You
yeah, that's an old shul. Here's your flatness, an old shul. The beam is not movable. So it was like, I wanted to slug up this, he wanted to say, Alexander Shalom Mitzrayim, it has beam shalates, so you see the beam shalates is okay, so I want to slug up based on the Raven and say that, no, that movable things was never a problem anyway, so maybe beam shalates is a problem, but this was not, was movable. But if you say that the old shuls used to have, it was not movable, so then you can't come on to the heter that it's movable, so then you have to say that they had never asked it, a beam shalates. Oh, and the last page is in the Nefesh HaRav, Shechter wrote from the Rav, says, HaBalabatim beBrisk, the Balabatim in Brisk, Ratzul Yapos Eschotzer Beis HaKnesses, they wanted to beautify the shul, Al Yidei Netiyas Ilonos, by planting trees. Kusholu Kama Pa'omim Eitzel Kama Meharabonim, Ki Hanu Shama. In other words, the Balabatim always asked the Rabbanim, so can we plant? And the Rabbanim always said, no, Tamid Osru. Because, I'll feed the Shiddush Rabbi Kivegan, because the Rabbi Kivegan. The Chaim, and Simon Kubnut, Shavik, Cain, Shemer of David Armor, the Beirish Al Arama, Shemid Rabbanim, Ogi Surah, Bosito, Kashere, Kol Eitz, even by Beis Knesses. However, Shenismane Hagrach, when Rabbi Chaim became the Rav of Brisk, the Rav of Ir, Shalu, and they asked him, Rabbi, can we plant? He said, go ahead. He teared. Chotzer Beis HaKnesses and Gidduk HaHarabayis. He said that it has to be a din of Azor HaHarabayis. Chotzer Beis HaKnesses and HaHarabayis. Bar Midain, and even without that, Ayin the Tziv. And the Tziv anyway was not concerned with this whole Isser by a shul. Because he said that we never make such a Zeh Pema Korban by shul, we never find. I am seeing the true information of Dover. Das Asim. That's Rav Shechter himself speaking. Okay, so just let's review what we did today. We discussed that the Isser of Losita Lepashera, we said in terms of the Tamei HaMitzvahs, it's either a type of practice of Avodah Zarah, the Rambam and Ramban. Then the Gurari says that it's the Yumashveh. Then we said that it's not only a tree, but even any wooden structure. The Rambam only has the Lav by a tree, and not by a wooden structure. The Kefir Mitzvah says maybe all the wooden structures only drabanan, and the lav is only by a tree mamish. And then the question is, what about places in the Beis Hamikdash where they did do that, like the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol, or simple space of Shoeva, or this? So the Ravid says that it only applies to the Ezra's Kohanim, doesn't apply to the rest. The Rambam doesn't have that. The Rambam's mad for the whole Azara, and the Kefir Mitzvah says he. There's another opinion that says the whole Har HaBayis. There are three possible opinions, that this is the whole Har HaBayis, or just the Azara, or just the Ezra's Kohanim. So the three different opinions, and then the Ravid also has a heter if it's not Kavua, and then the Minchas Chinuch has a discussion, what about if there's no Mizbeach, is it Does it mean only if the Mizbeach is there? What if there is no Mizbeach? Does this still apply? And discuss based on Gemara in Zvachim Daf Samach. And then Rabbi Kivega, B'Shem Yerub Dov Ramah, and the application to shuls, and then the Nesiv thinks it shouldn't apply to shuls, and the Maram Shik says, no, Avada it applies to shuls. Maram Shik said, Navada. Avada applies to shuls. That's the, perhaps the, according to Maram Shik, maybe it's an even a Nisra Daraisa by shuls. I don't know, take a look, no? Maybe it's even a Nisra Daraisa, because that's the Iker Tam. Okay, maybe, the Maram Shik is much even a Nisra of Mosito, not only a Nisra of Koseim, which is a Shtikal Kiddush, and then the Shakta quoted from the Rav Shem Rav Kaim, that Rav Kaim was not Koshish for this.